The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, Monday morning at 7:40 every week. As you know, at this time, we do our Made in Michigan Monday feature. This one is so much fun. Punske Day is in a couple of weeks. Today is the day that Detroit City Distillery is releasing its Punske Vodka. Here to tell us all about this is the co-owner of the Detroit City Distillery, Michael Forsyth. Mike, good morning, and thanks for being with us today.
Hi, morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Is this what, the second, third year you guys have done this now?
So this is technically the fourth year. Last year was the first year we really went big and made it available to the broader public, and it's become a popular item, to say the least.
It has indeed, and I want to give everybody all the details of where they can get it, how they can get it, and everything else. But take us back to the beginning. What was the first germ of an idea that made you say, you know what, this might just work?
So this is a fun story. So Steve Orzechowski is our distiller of Polish descent. And so he actually did this while we were out of town because he thought that we'd think he was crazy for doing it. So he had this idea, you know, people make this flavored, this, you know, fake flavored vodka all the time. So he was like, I wonder if I could distill punschki in vodka and see what it tastes like. So we asked for a little bit of alcohol, and when we were out of town, he went over to New Palace Bakery, which is his spot, the legendary Hamtramck Bakery. Yeah. He bought a dozen punschki, fired up the still, and we came back, and he's like, hey, try this. And it tasted like punschki, and the idea was born.
So you said, we got to go big with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it started small as just something for friends and family. You know, he always celebrates Punschki Day in Hamtramck and wanted to try to capture the spirit of the day in a bottle, and so, you know, that's the inspiration behind it.
So he did that with a small batch, a dozen punschkis. How many punschkis do you use? How big have you guys gone with this now?
So this year we have distilled over 1,500 punschki.
Whoa.
That's a lot of punschki. We've basically been working on it nonstop since we came back from the new year. And so, yeah, so, you know, we've made about five times as much as we did last year. And we'll see if that's enough. You know, there's just, we're always blown away by the level of demand for this in Michigan, right? There's a lot of folks of Polish descent here, and they really get into it. So.
Oh, absolutely. The guys over at New Palace have got to be thrilled with this, too. They must think this is pretty cool.
It's so cool. I mean, it's awesome working with other people who, you know, are just such amazing craftspeople. And so we see them literally almost every day. And, you know, when we go in, people are like, hey, you're the Punschki Vodka guys. When can I get that? So they've been a blast. They're amazing. And so it's fun to partner, you know, with a legendary bakery like them to make it happen.
We talked about this last year. Obviously, this was before coronavirus had, had, you know, become a thing. And so what has this year been like for Detroit City Distillery? Has it had an impact on you guys?
So it's been a wild, you know, past 12 months. We've made 25,000 gallons of hand sanitizer. So that's what we did when the, you know, coronavirus really picked up in Michigan, which felt great, helped a lot of people. But we've had to kind of shift our model. You know, last year we had a line probably four or five blocks long. So this year, you know, to keep everybody safe, so we're selling it online. 9 a.m. today, DetroitCityDistillery.com, it goes on sale. So people are going to buy it online, which is great. They don't have to wait like 4 hours in the cold this year. And then they come and pick it up starting Wednesday. So they'll have 2 weeks to come pick it up before Punschki Day. And, you know, that way we keep everybody kind of safe and comfortable so they can get their hands on this.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Is this going to be available at some liquor stores around Michigan as well?
Yeah, so that's one big difference this year. So we made a lot more available in distribution, right? So you don't have to buy it from us. Over in your neck of the woods, FaZe Wine and Spirits will have it. Kroger, many fine liquor stores across the state. So, you know, we'll post the store listing so folks can go on their little treasure hunt in case we run out. And, yeah, just trying to get it in people's hands so they can celebrate Punschki Day and their heritage and bring a little joy to Michigan at this cold time of year.
Well, now, do you have different flavors, or is it just all one Punske flavor?
Yeah, so we did a lot of fun things this year. So one surprise is we made two very limited kind of old world style batches. So the original Punske Wild Rose and Plum or Prune Punske. So we have very limited amounts of those. Those will go online as well. And then we made bottled cocktails. So we have a ready-to-drink, it's called the Polish Daisy. We actually distilled some of Schrodick's horseradish in Polish vodka and made ready-to-drink Bloody Mary.
Oh, wow.
And then we even made some Polish Punske swag. So you can look sexy while you drink.
This has really become a big deal. You can't get out of this now. This is just going to get bigger and bigger every year, I think.
I know. We're going to have to figure out something to keep up. We might have to make it all year.
Yeah.
To keep up for Punske Day.
Well, yeah. I mean, people obviously they want this for Punske Day, but I think people like to buy a little extra and kind of dole it out over the course of the year too, don't they?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fun stuff. DetroitCityDistillery.com is where you can go starting at 9 a.m. Reserve your bottle. $30 each. It's a good deal, and it's a lot of fun. And I know you guys are going to have a lot of fun doing this too, aren't you?
Oh, we are. Oh, always fun. And it's great to see everybody come out to pick up their bottles. So we're excited. We're ready for 9 a.m. We hope we don't break the internet.
Yeah, well, you just might. It's a big deal. Yeah, Michael, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. Continued success, and I look forward to talking again.
All right, great. Thanks for having us.
So you bet. Bye-bye.